Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You wrote, "Now everything has changed. Today I know exactly how to soak in the unconditional grace of God, to allow His Spirit to flood my mind with thoughts of His love and acceptance. I know how to enjoy my safety and security in Jesus and how to allow God to transmit His radiant life through mine. I no longer battle guilt and fear, and the path ahead is not foggy. Now I celebrate Jesus like never before, and I'd wish my life on anyone." Wow. And you even said that you probably do more talking about Jesus now than you did. So it wasn't like you got so graced you didn't feel the need to talk about Jesus anymore. So talk about this whole statement, Andrew, about just knowing how to rest in Him and what comes out of that for you.
Yeah, it's interesting, Susie. When you tell some folks about grace, they immediately ask about sin. And you just want to say, sin? Who said anything about sin? I'm talking about grace. That's the opposite of sin. So, you know, Romans 6:14 says sin won't be your master because you're under grace. So, Titus, it says the grace of God teaches us to say no to sin and to live upright lives. So it's not that grace leads to lazy boy living. Grace doesn't lead to passivity. I think we sell grace short when we think of God's grace as just being forgiveness. Well, I mean, as great as that is, there's much more to grace than just forgiveness. By God's grace, Christ resides in you. By God's grace, you're given a new heart. By God's grace, He's promised to inspire you and motivate you. So I don't really see, that the activity level is the main thing. It's really who's inspiring the activity. And under grace, you're going to find loads of inspiration.
Hmm. And you just touched on that, but I want you to say more about it. In fact, this is what you said, that most people think of relaxing with God, quote unquote. They think of changing their circumstances, taking a trip, watching a movie. But you say that with spiritual rest, it's not really about new circumstances. It's something even deeper than that. So you touched on that just now, but maybe unpack that a bit more if you would.
Yeah, I mean, when people think of rest, they think of a vacation in Hawaii, or they think of a weekend where they get to sit in a lounge chair and just relax and look out over a lake or whatever. And that's physical rest. And, you know, I don't know that we're really promised guaranteed physical rest. There are many Christians throughout history who have experienced physical unrest. I mean, they have been tortured and killed and gone through all kinds of things. The rest that we are promised is like a deep assurance that comes not from a feeling, but from a knowing. And it's a place of knowing. It's a knowing place.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.